Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we're talking about Let's Lament. Let's Lament this week. We've been hanging out in Lamentations chapter 3 and verses 19 through 40. If you've got your Bible, you want to join us and hang out there. We are just looking at some of the things we can learn from Jeremiah, the prophet, as he grieved over the fall of Jerusalem as they had turned their backs on God. He just grieved so much as God unfortunately had to discipline the people in Jerusalem. And yet there was still hope. And even though Jeremiah is grieving over the loss of so many things as people had turned their back on God and life as they had known it and how God really wanted to bless them and help them, but they kept just saying, hey, you know, we know better than you. And yet there's still always hope because of Jesus. And there's a lot of things we can learn from that chapter in chapter 3, verses 19 through 40. And so we've been hanging out there. If you missed these first two programs, we encourage you to go back and listen to those at our website, hopeishere.today. Also, want to remind you and catch podcasts of all these programs. We're on all the platforms where you listen to podcasts. Just simply type in Hope is Here. And hope you'll subscribe to that so you'll get it sent to you each day, Monday through Friday. Also, if you've been blessed by this program, would you mind posting a review on one of the platforms you listen to podcasts to? It just helps people find us quicker. And also, we have a YouTube channel. If you'd like to watch the programs, we've started that back in May and really appreciate Tammy Lanham and Tom Haley's just been a tremendous blessing and really appreciate Tom Haley's help. Go to our YouTube channel, Hope is Here, and type in my name, Greg Horn, right alongside Hope is Here, and it's easy to find. And hope you'll subscribe to our YouTube channel. That'll help people that need hope find us quicker and easier too. And just really appreciate people's support as we start these new areas to expand and grow this ministry and to help people have hope. Well, as we continue looking at chapter 3 in Lamentations 19 through 41, one of the things I want to remind you is that we get a fresh start every day. I know a lot of people listen to this program, the podcast. It'll post after midnight, around 1 a.m. And I know people listen to it that work third shift. People like to listen in the morning while they're getting ready for work or driving to work. And just I want to remind you that Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23 says that God's mercies are new every morning and that great is God's faithfulness. Isn't it so great to know that we get a fresh 24 hours, no matter how bad the day has been before, that we get a fresh 24 hours and that God is with us and that He is faithful. Even when other people aren't faithful, He's faithful. But sometimes I need a fresh start, and yet I know the enemy, maybe you struggle with this too. If you've had a bad day and you've the previous 24 hours, and then you've got maybe a couple of tough meetings, tough conversations possibly you're going to have, or you've got to go to a doctor's appointment or the dreaded dentist, my least favorite place to go. Yet the Bible says that, you know what, man, we get a fresh start every morning, every 24 hours, and that God's mercies are new every morning, and that great is God's faithfulness. And Psalm 118, verse 24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall be glad and rejoice in it." And I'm so thankful that we get a fresh start and that God in His wisdom has divided up our lives into days and 24-hour increments so that they're not so overwhelming. And, you know, for sometimes, I had a good friend of mine, Ann Reinhold, used to say sometimes that I was struggling processing some things and something, and she would say, "You know, Greg, a lot of times things look better in the morning after a good night's sleep." And I found it to be so true that things have looked just differently in the morning after just saying, "You know, Jesus, I'm laying this at the foot of the cross tonight for I go to bed, and you're going to have to handle this for the next, you know, 7 hours, hopefully." Sometimes I don't get that much, but hopefully the goal is to get 7 hours. And God, I'm just giving this to you. I'm laying at the foot of the cross. And tomorrow morning when I get back up, you and I can pick it up together. And I'm thankful that your mercies are new each morning and that great is your faithfulness, God, that you want to help me get through that. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm so thankful for that. And you need to be encouraged by that today. And I kind of get excited sometimes, even when things are maybe not going the best in my life, because friends, I know that God wants to do something new every day in our life if we look for it. But we've got to look for it. We've got to be intentional. And if we get too focused on being Debbie Downer, then all of a sudden we get that glass is half empty. And it's not God honoring, friends. It is not. And unfortunately, I've been around a lot of followers of Jesus and people who call themselves Christians, and I'm sure you have too, that unfortunately sometimes they're some of the most negative and critical people that I know. And I want to encourage you, friends, don't be one of those people. Please, please, please don't be one of those people. There's always hope because of Jesus. And in Jesus, we talked about yesterday's program, John 16, verse 33, Jesus warned us that we would have trouble. But he said, take heart, you men have peace in me because I have overcome the world. And we got to remember that, yeah, we celebrated Easter back in April, a couple months ago, but you know what? That tomb was still empty. And some of us are still living like it's Friday where Jesus has been crucified in a horrific death on the cross. And then Saturday, you know, oh my gosh, where do we go from here? And we act like Sunday never happened. I mean, a lot changed there in 48 hours, didn't it? And God wants to show up in your life today and do something new. But we've got to be expecting it, and we got to be praising him. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians that we're to give thanks in all circumstances. It doesn't say for them, because sometimes I know there's things that are so painful that we can't give that. Just our hearts are not in that place, but we can still give thanks in them. And then eventually I know the flood, bankruptcy, and divorce, I can give thanks for it because I wouldn't be doing Hope Is Here. And I've been honest and said I've struggled with pride all throughout my life. And that was a great, great humbling moment. God is my humility broker. And it just reminds me, man, all this stuff's temporary. And no matter how much stuff you own, how much money you have in your bank, how good you think things are, sometimes life can change in an instant, just like it did with me with that flood. Or, one conversation, I don't love you anymore and I want a divorce. Or when I stood before that judge and he asked if everything was true, that I officially today declared bankruptcy. And unfortunately, though, it was for business, I had to declare a personal bankruptcy. And I'll never forget how humbling that moment was when I stood before a judge in a blazer and a tie and dress pants. And yet I felt like a zero. I just thought, oh my goodness. And I walked out of there and it was such a humbling moment. And yet God, slowly but surely, as I got to the end of myself, as Dr. Tony Evans says, when you get to rock bottom, you find out who the rock is at the bottom. Amen. And I found out that when God's all you've got, God's all you need. And somebody listen today, you need to hear that. I heard Wayne Smith say many years ago, God only had one son without sin, no son without sorrow. And unfortunately, this side of heaven, we are going to go through challenging seasons of life. And it's painful and it hurts. And I want you to know that, man, I empathize with you. So please don't think I'm making light of any pain, suffering, disappointment you're going through. Yet, it's amazing how different people handle different things when they push into their faith. I've seen people that have battled through cancer and you would never know it just because their attitude still stayed great even through the treatments and even when it was painful and just really discouraging and they were losing their hair and just the side effects of chemotherapy or radiation. And yet they still just had a wonderful attitude and just saying, hey, I trust God and that I can get through this with Jesus. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And I want to encourage you today about that and remind you that Jesus said, you can do all things through me who gives you strength, and count on that today. One of the things I like to do, and maybe you can relate to this, I don't like to wait. I know that's not a bad four-letter word. You know, we grew up as kids, right? There were a lot of three or four four-letter words that, you know, we better not say those or we're going to get in trouble. And yet as an adult, I think about wait is one of those words that it's a bad word. And yet in verses 25 and 26 of Lamentations chapter 3, it says, "The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him." So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. Friends, you know what? Maybe today God's just saying, "Hey, I know you put one knee down, but I want you to put the other knee down and fully surrender this situation that right now is just overwhelming you. I really want to help you, but right now you're trying to do it partially on your strength or maybe 75% of your strength, and you're giving me about 25%. And I'm just asking you to put the other knee down and fully 100% surrender this situation that seems overwhelming in your life right now." And friends, I'm just so thankful that Jesus is right there to meet us where we're at. And in our culture, especially for us men, but you know, for men and women, we hear the word surrender, we think of weakness. Friends, as a follower of Jesus, there is strength in surrender. There is strength in surrender. I love that Jesus, when he was arrested and, you know, they were talking about the charges and things and, you know, "Don't you know that I can do this, blah, blah, blah." And Jesus looked at him and said, "Hey, you know what? I willingly lay down my life." He willingly surrendered his one and only life. He could have called 10,000 angels to come down and rescue him and just obliterate everybody that was trying to arrest him and persecute him and eventually crucify him. But he said, "I willingly lay down my life." And today, for somebody listening, I believe God's saying, "You know what? Are you willing to lay this down at my feet? Are you willing to give it to me? Are you willing to put both knees down and just lift your hands up to me and just say, 'God, I need you to help me out. Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel.'" Verse 25 there in Lamentations chapter 3 just says simply, "The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him." Friends, don't just search for him. Depend on him today and surrender to him. You know, another thing that sometimes we don't like, it's not a four-letter word, but unfortunately, a lot of times we think of it as a four-letter word, a bad word, is the word discipline. Ouch. I know people listening, you're like, "Ah, Greg, you're meddling now." But you know what? Discipline's a good thing. In verse 27, Lamentations chapter 3, it says, "And it is good for people to submit at an early age to the yoke of God's discipline." Friends, I'm so thankful that my mom and dad disciplined me. You know what? I know they love me, but boy, because they love me, they discipline me. And we had a weeping willow tree in our front yard, and my mom would get a branch off that, just a little skinny one, little thin branch. And I got several whippings throughout my life with those. And you know what? I deserved every one of them. Overall, I was a pretty good kid, but you know what? Sometimes I got out of line, and my mom had to discipline me. And you know what? I'm thankful that she did, because I needed to realize that there's consequences when I don't do the right thing. I'm so thankful in God's grace and mercy that sometimes he extends that when I do make unwise decisions. But a form of love is discipline, and God sometimes disciplines those loves and disciplines those he loves. And I just want to encourage you today, maybe you're in a season of being disciplined, but God still loves you. We're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
Sometimes ordinary tasks become extraordinary feats. That's why there is the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. Text Tate's Creek to 56468 to claim your free consultation, exam, and adjustment during our grand opening period. We will be opening soon in the Tate's Creek Shopping Center. No appointments or insurance needed. For additional information or to sign up, visit thejoint.com.